everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. As always, I thank everybody for tuning in all over the world, which is very exciting. You know, you got to start somewhere, and it's very exciting for me, and I really appreciate the love and the support. It's been a journey, and I thank God that I can be open and transparent about my journey, because, you know, I know that God can heal what you refuse to confront. And, you know, sometimes we just had to accept, you know, it happened. You can't change it. You know, this is where I'm at, you know. So, and I thank God that he, you know, has allowed me to be that person, you know, that don't mind talking about, you know, life happened. Because it's happening for all of us, you know, at some time or another. You know, maybe not the same situations, but life do what it does. Today's episode is called It's Okay to Not Be Okay. And, you know, I was thinking that there are days where we're all at some point in our life not okay. And, you know, I think the biggest mistake that people make, you know, when we're talking about being okay, you know, some people, you know, they've been strong for so many others for so long that when life comes at them, you know, because they've been that person, people don't see the person that, you know, they only see the person that's been there for everybody. You know, they don't see that person that it's not okay today, you know, because they just assume you're always strong, you're always okay, and, you know, you take care of everybody else, you know. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't see that strong person. But the person that takes care of everybody else, there are times in their life when they need somebody to take care of them. You know, they say, look after your strong friends and check on them, because it's very, very, very real. You know, people, you know, just assume, you know, because you can help everybody else, and you're, you know, they've never seen you cry. And, you know, a lot of people, everybody is not, you know, vocal. You know, a lot of us cry in our secret closet, our prayer closet. And then some of us, we just cry when, if it happens on the bus, it happens on the bus, you know. And we don't talk about, you know, I was thinking about mental health. You know, mental health, you know, years ago when I was coming up, you know, mental health, like, it wasn't taken as seriously as it is now. And I'm glad that, you know, awareness has been made, you know, around mental health. And, you know, people just, you know, need to take a step back sometimes and just decompress and just, you know, love on yourself. Even if it's just going to Starbucks and sitting, you know, reading a book or reading your word, just decompress from life. Because, you know, you got work, you got kids, you got, you know, mortgages to pay, car payments, and life gonna do what it does. You know, and there's nothing, unfortunately, that can stop life when life is lifing. And I am so glad that, you know, I have good people, you know, around me. And that's, you know, that's really important. And everybody, you know, everybody doesn't have, you know, that support. And, you know, through everything that I've been through, and I put up a post and I said that, you know, this last year and a half, I think I've met the most broken version of myself. I'm learning who I am while figuring out some complicated things. I've been fighting like hell to keep surviving. Like it's time to start living, because I think I've been in this space where, you know, I'm going through the motions. I feel stagnated. I'm wondering where God is. I wonder why he haven't stopped by and knocked on my door yet. And I'm like, God, I need a job. You know, the bills, they're not going to stop coming, you know. And I was like, Lord, I don't want to lose my car. And, you know, it's just so much. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, it is what it is. It's nothing that I can do about it. I can only apply for the job. I can only, you know, follow up at the interviews, but I can't make nobody hire me. And, you know, I was like, God, I don't understand. I'm not lazy. I work. And, you know, and like, God, you know, I just felt like God is punishing me. And I just felt so, I feel some days I feel lost and, you know, wondering why, like, God, you know, what am I doing? What am I not doing that my prayers aren't getting answered? What, like what you need me to do? Because I'm willing to do that. And I always come back to, Cheryl, I don't need you to do nothing. I just need you to trust me. And I'm like, yeah, God, I get you need me to trust you, but that ain't what my car payment is saying. That ain't what the insurance, that ain't what that's saying, you know. And it can, you know, when you're in a season and a space in your life where, you know, it seems like all hell has broken loose, and you're wondering and you're trying and you know, and I always tell y'all that I'm a figure it out type person. But it's crazy to me that I don't care what I do, I have not been able to figure out nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. I haven't been able to figure out anything. And, you know, I sit up here and I was watching, I was on Facebook the other day, and it was a meme. A guy was driving behind an armored truck with the money in it. And he said, Lord, if you should just so happen to let these doors come open and bless me, you know. And it is funny, but that's sometimes how you feel. Like, God, I just need, you know, I feel like, I was telling my prayer partner, I was like, I just feel like I need a win. Like, I need a win. Like, God, I need you to do something for me. I just, you know, I think I've been crying so long and sad, and, you know, the depression, you know, the anxiety. And, you know, last week the anxiety was so overwhelming. And, you know, and I hate the way it makes me feel. And I just say, God, you know, I just need a win, you know. This all can't be in vain. Like, God, I got to come out on the other side of this better than what I went in, you know. And I was driving it and I was talking to God and I was like, God, I get it. I, you know, on some level, I understand the space that I'm in. And then there's this other side is like, okay, God, I was disobedient. You know, I understand that. And, you know, but you told me to do something. You said, you know, take care of the girls and I'm gonna take care of you. And I'm like, oh, okay. But like, I need a job to do that. Something, and, you know, I have plans and, you know, I told you guys, I have plans and all of that. And I want to, you know, do my thing. And I understand that, you know, God said, leave it alone. I'm going to do this for you. And when you're in this season with no job and struggling to make the ends meet and all types of things, then, you know, when God gives you a revelation or a prophecy or whatever, you know, you want God to like work like yesterday. And I'm like, okay. And then there are times when I am very, very content. You know, I'm very content. Like, there are days when nothing bothers me. Like, okay, God, you got it. I ain't worrying about it because you said, you know. So, you know, and I know, you know, I'm evolving, you know, and evolving, you know, it involves eliminating some things. And I was like, yeah, God said, you got to let this go. You got to let that go. And, you know, and, you know, I can see, you know, I understand what God is doing, you know, and although I understand it, you know, there's that part of me that's like, I understand it, Jesus, but can we do it my way? Because when we was doing it my way, you know, I feel better. And then on the other hand, like, Cheryl, if we do this your way, then it ain't gonna last. So just trust me. You know, I feel like God has me in this place where it's just, you gotta trust him, Cheryl, in every aspect of my life, like relationship, friendship, kids, the job, you know, the business, like everything. It's like, yeah, you can't move, Cheryl, without me. So you're just gonna have to wait and trust that everything I'm doing for you is working for your good. And again, excuse me, you know, there are those days and when you're not okay, and it's okay to not be okay, and don't let nobody tell you otherwise. And because you're not okay, that doesn't mean that you need to see a psychiatrist, you need to see, you know, a doctor or something. That's not always the case. Sometimes, we put more on our plate instead of, you know, especially if you have a family. You know, sometimes you got to delegate some responsibilities. And sometimes we just have responsibilities and we're going so much because we want to make, you know, the kids good, the spouse is good, the, you know, our parents good. We want to make sure everybody is good. And then, excuse me, then we tend to get overwhelmed. And, you know, I believe wholeheartedly that when you get overwhelmed and you get that I'm not okay feeling, I just feel like it's your body is just saying, look, I need a break, slow down. You know, you don't have to do it all. And sometimes you gotta, you know, take a step back because you know, you be raising your blood pressure up, and you know, you're just going and going and going and going, you know, nonstop. So you have to take care of you. You know, you owe it to you to be the best you can be, and not for the wife, the kids, the job. Yeah, because let me tell you something. God forbid something happened to you. You know what that job going to do? Baby, they're going to fill your position in 14 business days flat. They don't care. So you got to take care of you. You need that work-life balance, you know. And money's always going to be there to be made, you know. And I have learned so much about myself, and I know the one thing that God has been teaching me is patience. And just, you know, sometimes we go to God in prayer, and after we get, you know, God, I believe you, and blah blah blah, you know, God, you will and you can, and then get right back up from prayer, and here we go. We done picked the thing up that we supposed to get of God, because I guess we assumed on some level that he needs our help. And let me tell you something, y'all. Cheryl was famous. Ooh, famous for helping God. Helping myself right into misery. But anyway, you know, so I understand, you know, what God is doing. Is it frustrating? Absolutely. Like I'm frustrated, and you know, I'm not okay, and that's okay. And you know, I thank God, because in the beginning, when everything was going on, you know, I gotta take care of the grandkids, so you know, I can't let them see me fall. You know, I lost my daughter. They lost their mom. And I, you know, I've got to, you know, be the soldier. You know, I got to push ahead. And, you know, don't think about myself. And because they, you know, they have got to be good. They are my number one priority. And while I was making sure they were good, life, I took no thought for myself, and everything that could come did come, and I was spiraling, and I was trying to keep it together, and you know, and I was suicidal, but I still was trying to press on, and just, you know, it's going to be okay, sure, it's going to be okay, it's not too long from now, things are going to come together, you're going to survive this. And I, not so much. I wasn't surviving it so much. I was crashing. And, you know, I was hurting from the relationship, and I was hurting from my daughter's death. And I didn't have a job, and I still don't got none. But okay. But I so much came, and, you know, the appetite went, and, you know, next thing I know, sis was, and no weight. And I thank God, because, you know, now I can say that when I get, you know, to that place of, which is very far in between, and I thank God for that, you know, but when that, because I was depressed, panic attacks, and anxiety, like all at the same time, every day, like heart beating so fast sometimes that my chest would be hurting. And I, you know, couldn't, you know, I didn't want to let the girls down, and I, because I got to make sure they're good. They've already lost, and you know, they said, we want to be with grandma. And I don't even know, you know, why. I mean, I get why they wanted to be with their grandma, but like the space, the mental space that I was in, and they were there for everything. You know, I didn't like let them see me, you know, crying and, you know, losing it, you know, but, you know, after I spent my day with them and, you know, made sure they're good, you know, at nighttime, I would fall completely apart, you know, and there were times when, you know, I'm like, God, I'm tired. Like, I'm tired of hurting. Like when are you going to just come see about me? And I hurt so bad, you guys, that, you know, only way that I felt that I could stop this hurt is not be here anymore. Because it was too much. Like, I hurt and I hurt that, like, the hurt never stopped. And, you know, I can say now that, do I hurt? Yes. It's not as intense as it was, you know, but I'll hurt until I don't hurt no more, you know. And I was talking to my prayer partner, and, you know, I was telling her, you know, I fully understand, you know, on some level, what God is doing in my life. And again, I hate it because, you know, surrendering to God doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to hurt. Your walk with God doesn't mean that you're not going to hurt. Because you can and you will. You know, like, I understand, you know, the space that God has me in. I really do understand it. But I also are, where jobs are concerned. And I'm like, you know, I'd be feeling good, but I don't want to be like, okay, went on an interview and, you know, I felt good about it. And then I say, you know, I'm not going to get my hopes up, because every time I get my hopes up, it, you know, but I don't want to be like that. And, you know, I was telling somebody, you know, there are days where, you know, I cry more than I pray. And I told y'all that before, you know, and someone sent me a message saying, it's okay to cry while you wait. You know, that doesn't diminish your faith in God, or you don't believe God just because you're crying while you're waiting. We're at the end of the day, we're human. And, you know, if you hurt, you hurt, you know, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to pretend, and you shouldn't either. If you're hurting or if you're not okay, so what? And don't allow anybody, not nobody, to tell you how you should feel or what you should do about your pain. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, I often tell you that God gave me my tribe. God gave me my people. And there are times when I've sat with my people and I probably told them the same story every day. And, you know, God didn't give me seasonal people. You know, sometimes we have people in our life, they're just seasonal. They're just in there for, you know, that season. But God, you know, seasons change. So you need to have people in your life that you can cry with, talk with, whatever with. And again, if I had to tell this story, whatever story it was at the time, every day, my people that God gave me listened without judgment, only encouragement, and sometimes just nothing, just silence, because they were just listening to their friend. And I thank God for those people that God has given me. And, you know, I don't talk to everybody about, you know, where I'm at sometimes or what's going on, but, you know, and I thank God wholeheartedly for my mom. And if anybody knows my mom, y'all know mother is going to go to God in prayer. And I be spending time with her, or, you know, we're on the phone or FaceTime and we're talking. And, you know, just to be, you know, when at whatever chance I get to, you know, be in her presence, it's like my friend Tony said that when we go over mother's house, he says it's a sweet, sweet spirit. And, you know, he no lies there. You know, we all could go with mother's house, and, you know, when we're not cutting up, we sit down, people literally just fall asleep. It's, I can't explain it to y'all, but it's a sweet, sweet spirit. And, you know, I thank God that, you know, I told God, I said, you know, give me my platform. You know, I just want to be able to, you know, help somebody else, because I know that, you know, everything I'm going through, it's, you know, it's not just for me. It's to help somebody else, you know. And, you know, I look at death so differently now since my daughter died. And, you know, last night or this morning, because I still don't sleep at night all that great. But anyway, my grandbaby, Nana, she had put, you know, a couple of videos up of, you know, her and her mom, and, you know, they were dancing to some song. And I just, I cried a little. And, you know, I really just, you know, want to, you know, when I see, you know, her videos and I see her, because she's a child and she misses her mom. And although she has grandma, you know, it's nothing like having your mom, you know. And, you know, there are days when, you know, we are angry. Me and my granddaughters are angry at my daughter, you know, but, you know, it's a natural, you know, reaction. And I understand that God, you know, I believe that God, you know, I didn't know what Stephanie was going through out there on the streets. And, you know, when she would come by the church, you know, I knew, we would see her, and I thank God for my church family, because, you know, she wasn't in a good state. And, but she came by, and let me tell y'all something. My church, Maranatha Truth Center, 701 East 25th Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. If you want to stop by. But let me tell you something. My church family embraced her. Whatever state or condition she was in, they embraced her. They loved on her. You know, I heard God speak through Stephanie. You know, even in, my pastor was praying for her, and I heard God just speaking through her. And, you know, I, you know, when I see her videos, And of course, because I'm my mom and that's my child, you know. But, you know, I told God, I say, you know, I want to, you know, I want to get to the place where, you know, not that I don't do this, but I want to get to the place where, you know, I can see a video and just, you know, God, I thank you for the memories. And I thank you for the time that you gave, you know, her to me. Would I have wanted a little more time? Absolutely. You know, and I wasn't talking to Stephanie because she can't hear it. But, you know, I was like, Stephanie, girl, like, do you know what your leaving has done? Like, it's, you know, it's hard, you know, because death is so final, you know. There's nothing you can do, you know, when you love somebody and they die. You know, it's nothing you can do. And I have found myself, you know, angry sometimes, and, you know, because I'm like, my kids are grown and now I got my grandbabies and, you know, they're good kids, you know, but I said, you know, I want to go and, you know, take care of me and be okay and just, you know, thrive. It's, you know, I just felt like, you know, I'm 53 and like, it's time for me to thrive. It's just time for me to, you know, finally, you know, take care of Cheryl. And that's, you know, that's what I had planned. You know, I'm going to take care of Cheryl. But then, yeah, life happened and she died and I got my grandbabies and, you know, I want to give them the best of everything and make sure they're good and they don't want for anything. And, you know, especially love, and they need to see me whole. And you know, it's crazy because, you know, when before I had moved to Georgia, I had moved out, you know, my townhouse, and I was talking to the girls and I was like, you know, I'm gonna stay with my sister, and you know, but y'all can, you know, do y'all still want to stay with me? And I think the oldest one was like, well, like, where are you going? And I told her again where I was going. And she's like, she said, Grandma, she said, if we got a one bedroom, one room apartment, we all gonna be in that one room together. On the blow up bed with two milk crates. And, you know, they said they wanted to be with me. And I couldn't understand for the life of me with, you know, my mental state and everything that was going on in my life. You know, y'all need to be somewhere where somebody can, like, really take care of y'all, nurture y'all mental health, you know, because, you know, but anyway, I have been able to admit on those days that I'm not okay. You know, that you know, when I was suicidal, I could, you know, recognize that I was sinking into that. And God has allowed me to recognize when I'm in a bad space, you know, when I'm not okay. And I'm okay with that, you know? I'm okay with, you know, so what? You're not okay, Cheryl. Today, you're not okay. And it's okay that you're not okay, you know? And if you guys are not okay, you're just not, you know? Take a step back. You know, sometimes we need to evaluate life and everything that, you know, that you got going on, because sometimes we can overwhelm ourselves with life, with everything. You know, we, you know, pile this extra stuff up on us, so you know we can make sure everybody good, and in the meantime and in between time we falling apart. So you don't want to overwhelm yourself to the point that that you're falling apart, you know, because at the end of the day, do they need you? Yes, but you need you. So, you know, I admonish anybody, everybody, if you're okay, if you're not okay, so what? You're not okay. Decompress. Take some time to reevaluate your schedule, and what can you change? What's necessary? What's unnecessary? What can wait 5 days from now that won't make a difference? So you have to be okay for you. And if you're not okay for you, then you're not okay for anybody else either. And, you know, I have struggled, you know, with some things, and I thank God that He is teaching me and making me to be who I've been called to be. It doesn't always feel good, but I trust that it's working for my good. And I'm just going to keep on keeping on until God makes a way, you know? And it's funny because, you know, I got some plans, and I got big dreams, you know, because that's just me. I've never dreamed small. And then, you know, I'm still trying to get a job. And then it's so funny because, you know, I'm like, Lord, I'm going to work, but how I'm going to do this? How I'm going to do this plan? You know, how I'm going to get this into action? You know, so it's funny because I have mixed emotions about it. Like, I don't know I need a job, but I know what I'm trying to do, you know, can set me up for life, you know, for generations to come. And, you know, I'm like, I know the Lord, I know God be sometimes like, if this girl don't sit down and just let me do me. And I am, you know, I just, you know, I thank God that He's, you know, it's not easy, but He's, you know, equipping me for the next step in this journey. What that is, I couldn't tell you, but I know that God is doing something. You know, I don't see it. I can't hear Him. And I told my prayer partner, I said, God has been so quiet. Like, if you're quiet, like, what am I supposed to do? And there's nothing. It's nothing I can do. Like, it's literally nothing I can do except wait on Him. That's all I can do is wait on Him. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm just going to wait on Him and trust Him, because I know, you know, I just know in my heart that, you know, what's coming is better than what's gone. And I know that, again, I always say, God is building me up and equipping me to carry the weight of my blessing. And I'm not about to mess that up. So, you know, there are times when, you know, you just got to take self out the way. And again, I just, you know, I just believe that, you know, God is just saying, trust me, whether you're okay or not okay, I don't need you to do anything. I don't need you to, you know, because sometimes when God gives us a vision and he prophesies over our life and or whatever, and you know, God said, this is the next step, you know, and God knows all of us. For Cheryl, he know if he gives Cheryl this next step, Cheryl gonna go do the next step, but because I know what come after the next, this step that he gave me, you know, and he just saying, no, because I don't want you to get ahead of me. You know, I'm going to do this thing, you know, so I'm just, you know, owning, you know, sometimes we go through things in life and a lot of stuff we bring on ourselves, and, you know, it's so important that you self-examine yourself and take accountability for your part in everything in your life. You know, whether it be good or bad, especially the bad, because if you can't admit you were wrong, how can you get help? You know, so the first thing to getting right is admitting that you were wrong. And so what? So what, you're wrong? It doesn't matter. If you want to move forward in making things right, you got to take accountability for your actions, you know? So that's, you know, where I'm at. And I thank God again that he doing this thing. I don't see nothing, but I trust that God is doing his thing. And again, guys, if you're not okay, it's okay to not be okay. You got to trust in, if your body is off, you probably overwhelmed, and you can't be everything to everybody and nobody be nothing to you. You know, God can't fill your cup because you got a bunch of junk in it. So I'm learning that too. Just, you know, Lord, this cup is empty. Do what you got to do, because I am sick and tired of being here, you know. And I feel like that God allowed me to hit my rock bottom. You know, I always wondered what would be my rock bottom, but baby, listen, I done hit rock bottom, but I'm also glad that he is the rock at the bottom of my rock bottom, you know. So I just encourage you guys again, you know, I thank you all for listening and just encouraging me. Until next week, you guys have an amazing week ahead. See you next Wednesday.